and to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves, to understand what they've wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up, stand up, stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Hi, y'all. It's Monday again. Amazing, huh? I hope you all had an amazing weekend. I did. It went by really fast. It went by Mama Mia fast. You can get involved by calling 888-777-JESSE. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about and you just can't sit and watch the show, but you would love to listen to it as it is happening and you're doing what you got to do, you can do it now. It is made possible. You can podcast and still listen on your phone, whatever you may be doing, walking, running, whatever. You can listen on your phone by calling the Listen Line on Talk Stream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee. buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. Amazing. And what else is amazing, Jesse, that it is Monday again. And every Monday is, though we take all calls, every Monday is Female Monday.
Donald J. Trump is now President of the United States.
I get angry, I guess, when you mention that someone should have a children.
Excuse me, it's ma'am. It is ma'am.
I'm speaking.
If someone's crying, they're hurting, it is over.
I didn't even put you on the hot seat yet. When she's crying, she's lying. Amazing. When she's crying, she's lying. Amazing. And one day you'll understand that. Because that is so true. And you will understand, for those men and women who are working on themselves, you will come to understand what that means and see the truth in it. Be patient. be patient with yourself. Amazing fellowship yesterday. Amazing to see men and women who are committed to working on themselves, to overcome the false self. Because one thing I can promise you now, I know for sure, that there is no you. All you have, for those men and women who are not waking up, and those who are waking up and kind of see now, you only have a false image, which is not real at all, of who you are. There's nothing zero about who you think you are, who you feel like you are, or whatever, is not you at all. It's just not. And we spent a whole lifetime trying to figure out who we are. And you're never going to figure it out. You can't figure out something that doesn't exist. When you stop trying to figure out who am I, when you stop asking that question of who am I, then you will know. Also, you're going to discover when you really start to see and know who you really are, for the sake of conversation, you're going to see all your life you've been thinking that you've been having fun. You think you went to the party and the party was fun. You think you went on a boat ride and the boat ride was amazing. You think you went on vacation to the Bahamas or wherever you go and you thought you had fun. That is not fun. You went to the basketball game or the soccer game or the meat market and you thought you had fun. And then you go home and cry at night. Because that's not fun. There is a real fun, a legitimate fun that you can have it, but it's not what you think it is. And so for those men and women who are working on themselves, stay with it. Just stay with it and stay with it and stay with it. Yesterday, Sunday, Father's Day. By the way, happy belated Father's Day to all of the fathers around the world. I hope you had an amazing Father's Day. And that you ate to remember and not to forget. Amazing, huh? Father's Day, Sunday, we dealt with the last week biblical question. What did Jesus mean when he said, I and my Father are one? I and my Father are one. Amazing feedback. That's what I love about the fellowship, Sunday fellowship at Barn, and that the people are looking and returning to the truth, to the Father. And so when Jesus said, I and my Father are one, he meant that. He did not mean, I am God. I am God the Father, God the Son, God the I guess they say Holy Spirit, right? No, they say
yes. They do. Sorry,
he did not mean I am God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. Can you get any dumber than that? God never changed. He's always the same. He cannot change. So he cannot go into three parts. He's always one. And this idea, he's God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, is a lie made up by religious people. God is unchangeable. God is everything. God is love, present, everything, all the time. He does not change. And when Christ said he and his Father are one, meaning that, in short, the same spirit that his Father has, he has it because he came from the Father. He is a off branch of the Father because he is the Son. He is not the Father. And they are one. And what's going to happen, and the Father is love, no hate, no past, no future, no ups, no downs, no false identities, no anything but love. And not emotional love. Emotional love of any kind, good or bad, as you call it, is not of God. It's evil. It's illusion, too, but it's evil. Because God is a dispassionate God. He's not an emotional God. So when he said, my Father and I are one, he came from the Father, and the Spirit of the Father dwelt in him. And the Spirit of his Father worked through him to do greater works. And Christ said, the same shall happen of you. For those who return to the Father, you men and women, you and the Father will be one because you are of love, and in you there's no hate, there's no devil, no false identity, no past, no future, no loneliness, no sadness, no tears. And you shall do greater work than the Son did because you and the Father are one. Watch out. Don't let your mind define what that means. Because the mind, the thoughts, cannot understand zero of God, nothing of God. You are not who you think that you are. Thinking that who you are keeps you away from knowing who you are. So stay with it, guys and ladies who are working on yourself, no matter what. Just stay with it. Amazing, huh? And something that is so profound and so simple, but yet profound and loving, has been turned upside down by religious people, religious leaders, religious Bible writing people, and all that, to deceive you in order to control you. Something as simple as my Father and I are one. Think about that. Why would anyone take that and twist it to mean something else? Only to control you. To keep you coming back to them thinking that you got that they only have the answer when the answer is inside of you. And you can, when you really overcome this false self, when Christ said, greater works shall you do than what he has done, he means the same state that he's in of the Father, you can be in it too. The same state he's in of oneness, of just one and not divided. Not divided from the Father, and not divided from each other. But you're divided because you think that you exist and that you are special. You exist, you are amongst the crowd, and you are special. And so you think you exist. I understand. I've been there. I thought the same thing, so I do understand it. But I also know that it's not true. And that's why what you do to the least of them, you're doing it to yourself. As soon as you hurt someone else, as soon as you think negatively of someone else, as soon as you try to hurt anyone, immediately it come back on you. Immediately, right away. Why are you doing it? You're hurting yourself, and you're doing it against God. When you hate God. You hate His Son, and you hate yourself. Isn't that amazing? When you're strife and jealousy and envy and all that stuff, worry, you're doing it to yourself because you don't know who you are. You think you are. Let me ask Hank. I just realized something. And the Anchor Baby, they're experts on the Jesse Peterson Show. Do you have a physical life?
Yes.
You do?
Yes.
Anchor Baby, do you have a physical life?
Yeah.
And what is your physical life, Hake?
I get up, I go to work, I get a little exercise and a little rest, and I eat.
And you eat? You never stop eating. What is your physical life, Anchor Baby?
Same as James, except I'm an anchor baby.
Huh?
Except I'm an anchor baby.
So Hankins of the Hate Report, Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. And the Anchor Baby is of the American Anchor Baby at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, Monday through Friday. So that's what you call life?
A physical life, yes.
And why do you call
and
that?
I call it life.
And why do you call that a physical life?
Because those are things that I physically do.
Why are you laughing?
You're laughing.
Why do you call that a physical life, Anchor Baby?
Because those are the things I'm physically doing.
And so you call
it... I thought that before James said it, to be fair.
And so you call that a physical life?
Yep.
And is a physical life real?
It's physical.
Let's get physical, physical.
That means working out, right?
I'm sorry?
You know, it's physical.
And is a physical life real?
I don't know, yeah. I'm going to say yes.
And you...
For the lesson.
And hey, do you say a physical life is real?
Yeah, I do.
I'm sorry?
I do.
And what is a fun life?
Fun life? A fear-free life.
What?
A fear-free life.
Oh, okay.
One not held down and held back by fear.
Interesting. What is a... fun life, Nick.
Yeah, free life. Light. Light and free.
Meaning what?
Not chained down by the darkness.
Amazing.
Within.
The darkness what?
That darkness within.
Amazing. Interesting. One of the things that I did over the weekend, I saw Michael Jackson's show. People have been encouraging me, hey, you got to see Michael Jackson. So finally, I accepted the invitation, and I went and saw it on Friday night. Have you seen that?
I have not.
You seen it, Anchor Baby?
No.
The film, Michael.
Right, the film, Michael. Is it called Michael?
I believe so.
Oh. But it's about Michael Jackson,
mm-hmm.
Right? And what have you heard about it?
I've heard that his nephew or something is playing him, and people liked it overall.
Okay. Have you heard about it, Nick?
A little bit.
What have
I've
you
heard from some people a little bit.
What have you heard about it?
That it was good. They mentioned a little bit about the father, how they did him in the movie. And, well, this person said that they liked it, but that they went a little, you know, they always go hard on the father, and he thinks that they shouldn't, but that's what he thinks. And that's all I've heard about it.
Derek said he saw it, and he gave it a 7 out of 10. Why, Derek? Why 7 out of 10? He'll tell me in a minute. He collected his thoughts.
You ever heard This Place Hotel by the Jacksons?
The Jackson?
Yeah, the Jacksons. This Place Hotel.
A song?
I thought I heard all the Jackson stuff.
I don't know if I heard. It sounded familiar, but I thought it was that guy that saying, "You ain't nothing but a hound dog, right another time. Well, you ain't nothing but a hound dog, and you ain't no friend of mine." Who is that?
Is that Elvis?
Yes. I thought he the one saying that.
Mm-mm. Well, I don't know. The other day, this just came on. I'm also stalling for Derek.
Yeah, I'm waiting for Derek, like, too.
What's the 7 out of 10?
You haven't got your words, your answer to each other yet, Derek? He's taking calls, too.
Yeah. Well, it's hard to review a mute movie in the chat like that,
right?
Maybe.
But I did see it, and I want to hear what Derek. Did you get your mind thoughts together about it, Derek? Why 7 out of 10? Derek? Oh, okay. He said he know a lot about Michael Jackson. He didn't see that in the movie.
Oh, he didn't see the things that he would have wanted included.
Right, so.
Okay. That's amazing. Why it wasn't a full-blown 10.
Yeah. He said, but it still was a great movie. Long story short, I saw it, and I thought it was a good documentary concert kind of a thing. It was like going to a concert to watch Michael Jackson, and yet in the concert he's telling a little bit about his life. It felt that way to me. It was like a documentary.
Was there actual real footage like a documentary, or are you just calling it a documentary? But it was just reenacted.
A reenacted documentary.
Okay.
And then what stood out amongst everything is that they made Michael Jackson's mother look like Mother Mary, Mother of God. They literally just deliberately made her look like she had zero flaws at all. That you were perfect. And then they made Michael Jackson's daddy look like the bad guy all the way. It was pretty sad to see that. But in doing that, it kind of, for me, it showed me why Michael Jackson had a lot of his mentality kind of thing. Because even though they were trying to make the mother look like an angel sent by God, she also looked like, in the movie, she made Michael Jackson a mama's boy, which weakened him. Because the father being tough, the way fathers are, right? And the mother, "Oh, don't hit him. Oh, come here, baby. Your dad don't mean no harm." And then she was playing with Michael like a little kid, and some little thing. But Michael Jackson's father, according to the movie, was doing what fathers used to do in the good old days. They made, Is that the lady that played Michael Jackson?
Yeah, on Mama. The left is Nia Long playing Katherine Jackson. Oh. And that's her Katherine Jackson on the right.
She looked different. I went to makeup and stuff, I guess. But Michael Jackson's father was tough on them because he was teaching them to make a living for themselves, to be independent, to go out there and do what they got to do. And he was doing it, according to the movies, and I've heard this before, while still working at the steel mill and everything. He would come home and make those boys work. And the mom was like, oh. And the mother was like creeping around like a serpent, kind of keeping an eye on everything. And then when the father would do something that would seem to be harsh to a weak person, the boy would look at the mama. And they would see that the mama didn't like it.
This was in the movie?
Uh-huh. It showed the battle between good and evil, between the mother and the father, and what the mothers do to the children to destroy them, and what the father does, how they used to do, to build them up. It was interesting with that part, even though I'm sure they didn't mean to show it that way in the movie.
Yeah.
But I saw it that way, and it was amazing. Amazing. So, if you want to see it, fine. It was definitely an interesting documentary type of entertainment movie. And if you want to see it, I would not recommend it. You can go see it and have some fun.
You're saying you wouldn't not recommend it?
Meaning that I recommend if you want to see it.
Yeah, you wouldn't recommend against it.
Right. I wouldn't recommend against it. Thank you. Amazing. And I haven't gone to a movie theater in a long time. Because I'm concerned about the shooting in the theaters now.
Yeah.
You know, you just never know anymore. It's not safe in a dark room like that. But anyway, my brand new biblical question. Can you know God and reject him? Can you know God and reject him? Can you know God and reject him in any fashion or form, any way at all? Can you know God and reject him? Amazing question. What do you say to that, Hake?
I say no.
Why do you say no?
Because you can reject him, but you can't know him. If you're rejecting him, you don't know him.
Oh, okay.
It's in the Bible.
What did it say?
It says, anyone who doesn't have love does not know God and has never seen God. Anyone who hates his brother.
Oh, amazing. I put my two cents in on Sunday. What do you say, Anchor Baby? Can you know God? Derek said, you're right. You want to change your thing now?
If Mays agrees with me, right. Then I really have to change. Shout out.
Shout out, Mays. Anchor Baby, what does it mean to, can you know God or reject him? Can you reject him once you know him?
I was thinking something similar, that you're rejecting him because you don't know him.
Meaning what?
I don't know. That sounds right.
Let me take a quick break. When I come back, your phone calls. It's Monday. Back in a moment. So, here's what I recommend. I invite you to download my silent prayer, and I want you to start doing it. You just download it, get the points of how to do it, and then after a while, you just do it on your own. It's going to point you in the right direction that your life will be returned to you from God. He will give you your life back because anyone and all people who has anger, they're not themselves. You are the person that you are angry at. That's why it's so important to get to know yourself so that you can see who you're angry at. And if you're doing the hooping and hollering prayers and things like that, some people get up, oh, praise the Lord, hoop and holler, bless my mama, bless my daddy. Continue to do it. Do both. You will see if you want to stay with the hooping and hollering or do you want to be still and know God. So my gift to you, no charge, at rebuildingtheman.com/church. Okay, welcome back. 888-77-JESSE. 888-775-3773. I do shout outs for you folks. Oh, and don't forget to like these videos. I forgot to mention that. I do shout outs for you. Birthday shout outs. Wedding shout outs. Father's Day shout out, Mother's Day, summer encouragement, whatever it may be, I'll do it for you, and they're amazing. Go to Cameo, cameo.com/JesseLeePeterson, or shoutout.fans/JesseLeePeterson. Shoutout.fans/JesseLeePeterson, all right? And again, like the video. Thank you all for your support. We need your financial support. Through the summer, make sure you donate because donations go down during the summer when people are vacationing. So remember to make a donation. You can call 800-411-BOND, 800-411-BOND, or jlptalk.com, jlptalk.com. All right? I want to go to T out of Georgia. T, you are on the air.
Good morning.
Good morning, T.
How you doing, Mr. Peterson?
All is well.
Amen. All is well.
Yes.
Mr. Peterson, I've been listening to you, I guess, for about 2 years now.
Are you a first-time caller?
No, this is my third time calling you.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, and so I just wanted to really just sit and talk to you for a minute because I got a couple of questions. Because first of all, let me give you a little bit of background.
Okay.
So I'm 54 years old. Okay, I've been in church pretty much my whole life, and really got saved in church at 13 and just been in church my whole life. Married in church, my son raised in church, the whole nine yards. And I've been going to like a Pentecostal church this whole time, right? And so about 2 years ago, I ended up, having a serious, I had a stroke, right? And so, let me say, before I had the stroke, I was really, just gung-ho about church. And just, I would go out on the street witnessing. I love that. I love everything about it. I love everything really about church. And I thought to myself, man, I'm going to do this the rest of my life. You know, I'm going to do this the rest of my life. This is what I want to do. And so I end up like having that stroke. And then, so I guess, you know, I was down. And then I just really started, you know, just praying, you know, like we always do. Just praying, you know, asking God, you know, what's next or what to do in some kind of way, you know, and just really speaking the truth because, you know, I was like, Lord, I really thought I was going to be doing this the rest of my life. And so I'm speaking, you know, in some kind of way, I found you. I had never, ever heard of you. And that's interesting because I, you know, look up a lot of different preachers and, you know, and everything, but I had never, ever heard of you before I had that stroke. And like I said, I was down. So I, you know, just at home, just praying, like, you know, what am I going to do? You know, and so and somehow I found you. And when I heard that, you know, dropped your anger, that was the thing that got me with you, that, you know, dropped your anger. And so I just started listening to you and I was like, wow. And so I did that. I did basically what you said do. I forgave my mom, forgave my dad, talked to my mom, talked to my dad, and everything. And, you know, and I really truly just grabbed hold to it because I really believe that it is the truth. I know it's the truth. And so my question is, though, I'm still, you know, going to my church and everything because I still love people. And like you say, I don't judge, don't go there to judge or anything like that because, but I don't, well, actually, really, I can't do the things I used to do. But my question is this. I have a couple of questions. Like, number one, you talk, yesterday I was listening and you said that I was reflecting on the biblical question. And I wanted to know, what's the difference in reflecting versus thinking? I also want to know, like, you want me to do one at a time?
Yeah, let's do one at a time.
Reflection. Okay, what's the difference?
Reflection means that all my life I've heard that, not all my life, when I moved to California, because I did not hear this growing up at all. I've been told that, I've been in California, I heard a lot that. A lot of the Christians, which is a new thing, I guess. We're not new, but new to me. That Jesus is God. Jesus is Father. Jesus is the Son. Jesus is all this. And I reflect and I wonder how the people come to believe that. And then I read and heard that they've been told that by the Catholic Church and other religious people. And I realized that once you believe a lie, it's hard to believe the truth unless you want to see the truth. And so that's what I realized were the people who believe that Jesus is God, and they think that he's a three thing, what they call it? I forgot what they call it.
The Trinity, God the Father, God the Son.
They believe that because that's what they want to believe, and they are afraid to believe the truth because it will make them question everything that they've learned. About
exactly.
God. And so that's what I mean by reflection.
Okay, and
but
I
thinking,
am one of those.
And the difference between reflection and thinking is that in reflection, there is no thinking. And thinking, when you're thinking, then there is no God.
So let's say, like you asked the questions about the biblical question, like what? Like you ask a question about the biblical question every week. So let's say I want to think about the biblical question. Okay, so I'm trying to just figure out, okay, how do I just think on the biblical questions? And then what are you asking us to do without thinking, but to think on the biblical question? I don't quite get it.
I understand. That's a good question, too. When I suggest, when I ask it about the biblical question, what I'm saying to the people, whatever the thoughts are telling you about the biblical question, let that pass. And I'm trying to encourage the people to know that whatever they're thinking about the biblical question is not it, because they're thinking about it. And thoughts, and the thoughts have no relationship with truth. The thought have no understanding about these biblical questions or God or anything. So I'm trying to encourage the people to catch those thoughts, and whatever the thoughts are telling them about it, let them pass, because they know that there is no truth in it if the thoughts are telling them what it means.
Now that makes sense. Okay, got it.
But most people, so all people till they wake up, are so intellectual, they still don't, some still don't catch that they're still listening to thoughts, not realizing that God is not involved in thinking, because thinking is of the darkness and not of God. And there's no light in thinking. It's not even real, to be honest.
So, okay, so now I'll say this too. I listen to you a lot. So a lot of times when I come in, when my husband comes from work, you on. And, you know, every day you on. He be like, you still listening to this? He cannot get the part about, well, how is all thinking when God told you to think on these things? Like, you know, the scripture that says whatsoever is true, honest, whatsoever is just, whatsoever is lovely, what if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. So I understand what you're saying, that whatever we think about whatsoever is true, let that pass.
Right.
Right?
Right. Who said,
reveal to you what is true?
Absolutely. But who said that in the Bible? Think on these things.
Who said it? Whoever wrote Philippians.
Who wrote Philippians?
Philippians?
Was it
Philip?
I don't know if it...
Or was his name Philippian?
I don't remember who wrote Philippians.
Angry man, was it Philip? Because his name is Philippian.
Probably right.
Gary, you a Bible thumper. Who wrote Philippians?
It was written by... Oh, wait. Do you want me to ruin it with AI?
No.
Oh, written by the Apostle Paul, apparently.
Okay. The reason I asked...
yeah, that's right. It was Paul.
The reason I asked you that, because Christ never said that.
Right.
Christ never said, think on these things. Because
correct. Okay, so that's another question. Okay,
because Christ
I've heard you say that... Huh?
No, go ahead.
I've heard you say that plenty of times, that like when somebody call you and say something, you said Christ never said that.
Right.
And then, like, let's say you say it's in the Word. Okay, you say it's in the Word.
It's in the Word. And
that's right. And so my question to you is, okay, so are you saying that you only believe what Christ said, the words in red, what Christ said,
yes,
and the other words that are in the Word, you take that with a grain of salt?
Well, some of the other things that the so-called apostles, not so-called, the apostles said were not what Christ said. They took it and they wrote it in intellectual human form, and it's not what Christ said. That's why it doesn't work when you listen to them. But when you listen to what Christ actually said, then the truth is made clear and become alive, because they are the words from Christ, which mean that they came directly from God. And there is no mess up in their human mess up or intellect at all. But some of what they said is true, but not everything. Like Christ never said, think on these things. Why would he say, he would say, think on these things, when he said, your thoughts are not mine. They are not God. Your thoughts are, God is not involved in your thought. And then why would he tell you, well, think on these things? Christ is not confusion at all.
Okay. Right. So Christ, he's not confusion at all. So I guess I guess the reason that didn't register because he said think on like things that are pure and just and lovely and virtuous and you know, if there's any praise, you know, think about, so how could you think about, okay, if it's not lovely, if it's not pure, if it's, in other words, it's got to be all those, if it's not pure, but it's, let's say if it's lovely, but it's not pure, you can't think on that. It's got to be all those things wrapped up. Like, in other words, it can't be honest, but not virtuous.
But how can you think on, how can you think of those things when you don't know what those things are?
Okay. So let's
What's the answer to that? How can you think on things that are lovely and pure and holy and blah, 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 when you don't know what they are?
Well, if I know what Jesus said, then, well, like you said, whatever Jesus said, I know that got to be pure and lovely.
But he never told you to do anything like that.
No, but he told me to love God with all my heart and love my neighbor as myself.
But he still didn't tell you to think on things that are pure and holy and just and wonderful and Mama Mia and Ola and Si Señor.
Okay. I get what you said. It made sense the first time. Like you said, whatever I think about it, it's not right. I have to let God reveal it to me anyway.
100%.
So let it pass.
Yeah, because even when Christ said to love your enemy, love your neighbor, and to love God with all your heart, soul, and might, if you think about that, then you don't love God and you don't love your neighbor. Because thinking take you away from knowing.
Exactly. I get that.
So stop trying to think of things that are lovely and just and holy. You don't.
Okay.
That's a setup.
Right. Now, my next question is this. Again, I say, I kind of, you know, feel like one of your members, I don't know if it's Mimi or the other one, like, what would I be, you know? What will I be, you know? What am I?
Right.
You know, because, like I said, I've been going to church since I was 13. And basically this same church. So I love the people there. I do love them now.
Well, you didn't love them before, that's for sure.
Exactly. But I love them now. And like you said, I remember the caller the other day. I go there and I just make sure that I'm, you know, don't judge. Don't judge nobody.
Right.
And I do what you're saying, dude. Don't judge in action, in feelings, in mind, in expression, in body language. I do my best to try not to judge the people because I was doing the same thing.
Yeah.
And really be honest with you, if I had never found you, I would be going back to the church shouting and dancing and doing everything I used to do. I sure would. Because I thought that was, you know, that was it. That was what God wanted me to do for life, you know?
Right.
So,
you thought that, and that wasn't true at all.
Right. I realize that now, and I see things differently now, even though, like, and I see, like, the same people, you know, that shout and dance, and they leave the church crying, go home crying, come back the next Sunday, shout and dance. Same people.
Yeah.
Same people go to the altar every Sunday. Same people, you know, it's the same old, you know.
Yes.
You know, and I'm not knocking that, but I'm saying I was a part of that because, you know, we're taught that, you know, if you have to keep going, you know, whatever is wrong with you, just keep coming to God. Don't stop, you know. So my next question is, okay, so now when I go to church, I'm a little different. Like I say, since I had a stroke, I can't dance and shout, no way, but I can still move, so I still love the music. So, my question to you is, okay, so now I'm moving, and I'm still moving and clapping and, you know, and doing all of that, but I do it now without emotion. I'm aware. I don't do it like trying to get lost in my head and find Jesus and find God anymore. I don't do it like I'm trying, you know, I'm trying to get out of my mind anymore. Like I'm trying to feel something, to search for God and, you know God, you know, see me and God's going to answer and God, you know, all of that emotional.
Okay.
So my question to you is, I know you said that's of the devil,
right.
But is it of the devil if you clapping and you're moving and you're alert and you're not emotional with it? If you dance and not emotional with it?
If you're doing it without a sense of identity or thinking that you are communicating with God or any of those things, then because you're black, right?
I'm black, yeah.
She's black. So black people go, you know I hate to say black. You're going to be dancing. But Lord, you're
exactly.
Not. Because God gave us talent. He gave us the ability, those who make music, to make music for you to enjoy, but not for you to think that to get any form of identity from it at all, or thinking that you are identified with him.
Exactly. And that's, thinking that
I'm praising the Lord.
I'm finding him. I'm in his, I'm in his presence because I'm, you know, and the music, you know, I get it. So you're saying that if I can dance which I can't, like I said, I had a stroke, I can't dance anymore. So, but I can still move. And like I said, I still love the songs that the choir sing. And I love the,
don't love them. Just enjoy them.
Enjoy them.
But
don't love them. Yeah.
Because you're going to hate what you love, you're going to love what you hate.
Okay, got you. And another question is, I really don't know. It seems like I feel like I don't really know my place in church anymore. Like I said, before I had the stroke, I used to do everything in church, pretty much. I did the prayer. I did the, you know, we have 5 o'clock prayer in the morning, led the prayers. Did everything. Now I can, you know, I still can clean up the church a little bit if I can pick up paper and stuff and try to straighten up a little bit. But other than that, you know, I just, like I said, I sing in the audience and, you know, I'm not in the choir, but I used to get up and do the, you know, the prayer before church. And I used to go, like the people that come to the altar, I used to go up there and pray for the people. And now it's like I'm just...
Hold that thought. Let me take a quick break. When I come back, I want you to finish up with us because there are so many other people on the line. Hold on. Let me take a quick break. And the hate news is coming forward, not the fake news. And when I come back, I'm going to finish up with tea and get to everyone, all right? It's Female Monday, even though we take all the calls. Back in a moment. Now, I totally disagree with the way things are going, but you can't be angry because that's what the enemy wants. He wants to control you. They do things to make you mad so they can control you. It's like being married. And the wife would do things to make you mad, or she'll do things to make you feel good. And men do that to women, too, when they want something from the woman, especially sex. They'll make her feel good, or they'll make her angry. And the woman's going to have to say, you don't want to be angry. You want to speak up. You want to disagree with what's going on. It's wrong. But do not be angry. Then you won't have fear. You won't have doubt. You won't have worries. You'll be able to see. But you got to stay away from anger. That's why you must forgive your mothers and your fathers so that you can overcome the spirit of anger. It's a spirit and it's wicked. Nothing good in anger because it has no love, folks. You need love to defeat evil. And love is not a weakness. It's a strength. It's from God. It's his nature.
some serious mess going on in this here world. Am I right or am I right? This is the end of hour one already of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It is Female Monday, y'all. Happy belated Father's Day, y'all. It's the 22nd of June, AD 2026. The lines are full, all right? But you can call in every so often just in case a line opens up, young or old. It is hate news, not fake news. And JLP will be right back. We'll get to your calls. We'll get to your super chats from Friday, because there were many super chats left over from Friday, okay? As well as Sunday, yesterday, church with J.C. Lee Peterson, and this morning, okay? That's the plan, man. We'll get to your super chats and more great stories. Hang on, guys. Commie Nonsense Network, CNN, reports that health officials are warning that the new world, they call it the new world, as in like the Americas, they called that the new world back in the day. The screw worm, all one word, two W's, screw worm, a flesh-eating parasite, once thought, eradicated from the USA, has resurfaced and is threatening cattle, wildlife, and even pets. The risk to humans is considered low, but experts say the outbreak could cost the southwestern U.S. billions of dollars, with a B, if it continues to spread. Those poor cattle. Whew. Anyway, and poor us if we're trying to eat the cattle. Because who wants to eat screwworm meat? Nobody, hopefully. Except for the people who are, or things that can handle that. But anyway, the World Cup is going on, and it's based in the USA, and I guess Mexico, right? And maybe, I forget. The 2026 World Cup is creating a rare convergence of sport, culture, and national pride across the USA. Per CNN, in Dallas, large crowds gathered. They've gathered ahead of today's highly anticipated Argentina versus Austria match. 1 p.m. Eastern time, that's noon Central, that is 10 a.m. Pacific during the Hake Report. With many fans eager to catch a glimpse of Lionel Messi, Messi, M-E-S-S-I, and the reigning world champions in the Lone Star State of Texas. Isn't that nice? And the UK Prime Minister, another one stepping down. We're going to get like seventh one to step down or something like that, or sixth one to step down, I don't know, in like 7 years. British Prime Minister Keir Starmer announced today he is stepping down. I thought it was yesterday, but it was talked about yesterday and maybe even the day before. He's stepping down following mounting pressure from within his own party. They've lost a lot of seats or something like that. Greater Manchester Mayor Andy Burnham is seen as the front runner to take over after a resounding win in a special election in Northwest England and securing his return to Parliament. So Andy Burnham may take his place. We shall see. And the Iran deal, negotiators from the U.S. and Iran have agreed to a 60-day roadmap to reach a peace agreement after comments by our greatest president, Donald J. Trump, nearly ended the talks, according to CNN, if they're to be believed. The discussions had stalled following a Fox News interview in which Trump threatened to resume bombing Iran and seize control of the Strait of Hormuz, which might be warranted sometime. Who knows? And a tornado outbreak, a deadly tornado outbreak, swept across the Midwest yesterday, Sunday, on Father's Day, with more than three dozen tornado reports logged in the region. That's like 36. That's more than 36. While the tornado threat has eased, forecasters warn, though, that heavy rain could trigger flash flooding today across parts of the Central Plains, Mississippi, and Ohio Valley. So a storm's blowing through or running it, coming in. So watch out and maybe hunker down. I'm James Hake, JLP Hour 2.
have to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Hi, y'all. You can get involved by calling 888-775-3773, 888-77-JESSE. And my biblical question, brand new biblical question for this week. And if you miss our response to it from last week's biblical question, you can podcast this past Sunday fellowship at rebuildingtheman.com/church. Rebuildingtheman.com/church, all right? This week's biblical question, can you know God and reject him? Can you know God and reject him? Amazing question. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show, jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're running around, you got to do, because we're on different time zones around the world, you're running around, you can podcast the show and still listen on your phone. It is made possible by calling the listen line on Talk Stream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate, have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLPTalk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App is Monday. And Mondays always build me up. Monday is Female Monday. All my life, I had to fight.
You probably need a good black woman in the room.
My fatness doesn't devalue me.
Why?
How dare you?
I'm sorry, Mama.
I'm not afraid of her.
You sure about that? What the?
My case.
Female Monday. I want to go back to T out of Georgia. I had to put on hold there. Hey, T.
Hey.
Okay, go ahead. Let's finish up because I want to get to some more callers.
Okay, so the last thing I was saying was, I basically still go to my church and everything. And, you know, now I go to church with a different, you know, mindset or whatever.
Right.
And I just, you know, but I enjoy, like you say, I go and I enjoy. And now I truly, you know, love on the people. But I, you know, it's like I do that. And it's like now when the people go to the altar, I don't get up, you know, what I used to, you know, get up and help pray for the people. I don't do any of that anymore. I'm just trying to figure out now, you know, and you know, I haven't really talked to my pastor about anything about, you know, what I'm dealing with, you know. That's another subject. So, you know, well, I know they're probably going to think, I'm a heretic and then got out some false doctrine or something. So I just don't even say anything. And they probably going to think that I'm just, you know, because I done had a stroke, I just done, you know, went off on the deep end. I'm probably just, mad at God or something like that. Or probably think I'm just, you know, or upset or just done went off into some false doctrine. That's what I don't know what they'll think, but right. I really don't care.
Right on.
But my thing is, how do I help people now? Well, I know you said I can't help people, which I know I can't help nobody. But let's say someone comes and asks me for prayer. You know, like people, I just don't know. Like people say, ask me for prayer, like, you know, like, I wish you well. Or like, I'm trying to get out of it. Like, you know, I just don't know anymore. Like, you know, because I used to do everything.
Right.
So sometimes I think people still expect me. They are expecting me to be the same person I used to be, but they don't know, you know, what I'm doing. They don't know what that happened.
Right.
So, you know, they think I'm the same old person.
And so because of time, your question is what?
I guess I don't. I guess I don't know. I guess I just have to wait and see. I don't know what to. I don't know.
What's your question?
I have to call. It's like what is the role in church like for women? What's that? Because I hear in your church, you know, women. Okay, say like you have a women's night on Thursday. Okay, in that I guess it's all women, and women are talking to women, right? Well, what's the role of women in church? Because I don't do nothing really anymore.
Well, let me, I don't know what you mean by the role of women in church. I do know that women are not over men. And,
right.
Women have the right and the freedom to ask questions because they are responsible for their own spiritual life. And so, mm-hmm. and no one else is but that individual woman. Or women, and so they have a right, just as men, to ask questions and participate and do what they're doing. As far as you trying to help people in church, I want to really do what you want, but I'm highly, highly suggesting that you stop trying to help people, because you and I and no one can help another person. It's an ego trip to think that you can help anyone. And so stop it immediately. And then they are now knowing you as the prayer sister, right? And if they come to you to ask for prayer, just, you know what? Let God's will be done. I wish you well. That's it. Because you don't know what to pray for other people. You don't even know what to pray for yourself. That's why God said to be still and know. But since you got this reputation of being the prayer sister, just let them know. If they ask, all I ask is that God's will be done to you, for you, because I don't know what his will is. And that's all you can do.
That's it. Can I give you one little testimony right quick? My son had gotten locked up, right? And usually, you know, if he's locked up, he'll call me and ask me to pray, right? And this time, you know, because he know what he's been taught, you know, you pray specifically what you want. You know, I want God to get me out of here, right? So this time he said, Mama, I need you to pray. You know what to do. I need you to be praying for me. I was like, you know what? I'm going to pray God's will be done.
Yes.
He was like, what? He was like, what? Well, don't pray for me then, because I guess he felt like God may want him to stay in there, right? He was like, don't pray for me then. I don't know what's wrong with you. I said, well, that's all I'm going to pray. God's will be done.
That's right.
And I said, that's all I'm going to do. But he ended up getting out. I said, well, see that? God love you. He didn't want to. I guess he was scared God was going to keep him in now. You know, you got to be specific, Mama.
Oh.
You got to say what you want.
That is too funny.
So I just, you know, so I started, you know, doing that anyway.
Amazing. What I wanted you to know, encourage you, it's unfortunate that your mother traumatized you by screwing you up at home and then taking you to church to get saved. And that really traumatized you, as it does with all children. And so make sure you forgive your mother for that, and then start living from within. The answer is not in the church. The answer is in you. And if the preacher is not pointing you back to you, the preacher is a liar and a deceiver. So he doesn't have the answer. That's why he's not and in some cases she, which is not a real preacher, but he doesn't have the answer. That's why he's not pointing you back to God. He wants you to think that he has the answer, so you can always have to come to him until the day you die, and you're going to regret that if you don't stop looking for the answer on the outside. I promise you, it's not in a book. It's not on the outside. It's in your heart.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Peterson.
Are you doing the silent prayer?
I'm doing it every morning and every night.
Stay with that. And then during the day, if you get caught up in a thought, just realize you're in a thought and become aware of where you are, what you're doing, so you can stay present. As long as you're present and you have love, you and the Father are one.
Yep.
It's just that simple.
Yep.
Amazing.
Thank you so much. You're amazing.
Did you get all your questions answered?
I did.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much, Mr. Peterson.
You're fine. Just stay with it, though. Just stay. It's working. God is mm-hmm. with you, and it is working. And don't let the voices in your head, because all thoughts are all lies all the time, and the voices inside of human beings, other people, don't let them, because that's the devil in them too, don't let them deceive you in any way.
Okay.
And as long as you don't resent them, realize they can't help it, then they cannot deceive you. It would be impossible.
Yep.
All right.
Okay.
Amazing, T.
Amazing.
Stay with it.
Okay.
Amazing.
Bye-bye.
Bye now. Amazing. Let me go to Maggie out of New York. Maggie, you are on the air.
Good morning, Jesse.
Good morning, Maggie.
My question today is a two-parter.
Okay.
It's first, does God have a plan for you before you're born?
Well, I know that God has already, your life is already laid out for you. And if you just live it without your plan, then you would know his will for you and everything.
Okay. And then the second part.
And then
was
don't
that
think about if he has a plan for you before you're born. Don't think about that. You want to live and discover his plan while you're living.
Okay. His, the other part
his,
was
Maggie,
that
his primary plan for all of us is to create love through us. He wants us to be the light of the world, which is love, which is his nature.
Oh.
But go ahead.
And then the second part was, if he did have a plan for you, why is there so much struggle in the world?
Because you and the devil one, and you think you can make things happen. You think you can make your own life happen. You think you know what you want out of life. And so you and the devil one. That's why the struggle is there, because you're not one with God. You're one with Satan when you're living in thoughts.
Okay. Are most people living out of Satan?
All human beings are, until they repent, meaning that they apologize, admit that they're angry and go and forgive, truly forgive, then they're no longer of the devil. But everyone who's born of the flesh must be born of the Father.
So everyone born was born, fully of God?
When you're born, you're born innocent. Unless your mother was angry or something while she was pregnant and she corrupted your spirit into her body. But if that doesn't happen, you're born innocent. And then you're made to be of the devil when you have parents who are not of love. And all parents are of hate. There are no parents are of love. And so they cause you to become angry, resentful when you're a child, because especially the mother, because you can't handle the evil in her, you become like her by becoming angry. And that's where the problem is. But as we become an adult, it's your responsibility to overcome it by realizing that you are angry and that you're wrong.
Okay. So I have to realize that I am angry?
Yeah. Have you realized that? You have not realized that yet?
Yeah.
How old are you?
I didn't realize. I'm 12.
You're 12?
Yes.
That's amazing. You notice how sometimes your mother gets you mad, irritate you, you wish you'd stop?
Yeah.
That is anger.
Okay.
And so, I'm sorry?
I said, what do I have to do to stop my anger?
By realizing that it's wrong for me to be angry, I'm becoming like my mama, and forgive your mother for imposing her will on you like that. And then start dealing with her and everyone without being angry. When that anger comes, just let it pass. Speak up, but don't do it with anger. And you will overcome, especially at your age. By the time you're older, you'll be free. It'll be amazing. But just stop being angry. Learn to speak up without being mad.
Okay.
Does your father help you deal with your mother?
Yeah, he tries best.
Meaning what?
Meaning he tries to calm her down or, like, help the situation.
Oh, okay. And how do you feel about your father helping you deal with your mother?
I think it's good for him to do that, step in and try to calm me down, try to be the bigger person almost.
Oh, good. Okay. And when your mother does that to you, just say, hey, mother, stop. Right now you're making me angry. That's not good. Stop it. And then and continue to let your father know so he can deal with her. But I really want you to encourage you to speak up, but don't be mad so you don't become like your mother. And the fact that you already have anger is mean that you are becoming like your mother. The same evil spirit that's driving her is starting to make a home in your mind, too. And if you continue to get mad, you're going to find yourself being just like her. And you don't want to be like your mother.
What do you mean when I don't want to be like my mother? Not angry or just...
Right. You don't want to be angry and emotional and all that stuff.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Good to talk to you.
Yes.
Okay.
All right. Have a great day.
You too. Amazing. Super.
Super chat.
Over on buymeacoffee.com/JLPtalk on Friday, Casey bought 5 coffees saying, God bless Jesse and team.
Thank you, Casey. I appreciate it. And thank you for your support. I appreciate it. Stay with it.
Jamie gave 7 coffees with 7 little glasses, like half full apple juice or something, saying, it's the weekend. I'm sending it around to the team at Bond. Getting it tonight. We're up all night to get Mexican.
Amazing. Thank you. Amazing.
Sion asked.
Ask!
Where is your monkey shirt, Jesse? Did Hake tell you not to wear it due to YouTube guidelines? LOL. Wear it one time. Everybody's monkeying around.
I will.
We're too busy singing. But then the vibe is not there anymore. The world is not funny anymore.
That's for sure. I got to wear my monkey shirt. Thanks for reminding me, Sion, and I will wear it. What? I just haven't gotten to it for some reason. Thank you.
And no, I would not do that. I am pro monkey shirt. Although
stop monkeying around.
I am careful about the guidelines or whatever.
Right.
And he says, why is it a derogatory slur to say so-and-so is a man? Isn't this pro-trans party that can't even define what a woman is? Why are they so bent over that statement? Hashtag party of hypocrisy.
Why is it a problem to say a man is a man?
No, such a certain person is a man who is not a man.
I don't know because I don't know who you're referring to. But if the person is a female and not a male,
that's the case.
Then you have to say it's not a man, that's a female. What the? And so the world because human beings are evil and they have no love at all. And they also about themselves. Each angry person is only about them and nowhere else. They want to control you. They don't want you to remind them that they're wrong about stuff like that. So forgive them. Don't judge them. Forgive them and you live your life and let them live the life that they want. They have a right given to them by God to live the life that they want. Life is a gift. And God lets you decide how you want to live it. Amazing. Thank you.
London Red 83, great interview you did with Tommy Robinson.
It was fun. I got to go to the UKA. I was invited by Tommy to the UKA. I'm going come hell or high water one day. Amazing. Thank you.
UK.
UK. I said UA?
I don't know. You sounded like you were saying UKE.
No, UK.
Nice.
Amazing.
Half,
thank you.
Half Black Tony, ain't no such thing as a good man or woman. All set, baby. Jessica's daddy. Shout out, Jesse.
Everybody is bad except baby Jessica's daddy. Amazing.
Chuck and Jivin says, Obama 2028. Nice smile emoji.
Obama for what?
Maybe president again?
Uh-uh. You do not
I'm not
that.
For that.
Amazing. Thank you.
But thanks, as always, Chuck and Jivin. Carl B., free England from Islam.
Well, we're getting a taste of what is happening in England. It is happening here now. And every day is growing and growing, growing. And the fact that American voters are electing Allahu Akbar people in their government, it is becoming England, Europe. And it's going to get as bad or even worse right here in America. What a mess! Thank you.
Anthony, three coffees. Jesse, I am lost. I'm on this certain thing, and I don't know what to do. I do this silent prayer every morning and night and practice staying present, but this thing is so in the way. Is there hope in quitting and being free from this, he calls it poison? What is your advice on quitting an addiction?
Number one, make sure you see a physical doctor that can tell you how to get off this stuff. And then number two, don't be angry about being on it. Don't call it you. Don't be tripping out. Don't worry. And do the silent prayer and practice staying present. But I'm not a medical doctor, so I can't recommend that kind of stuff. But I do recommend, I don't know what it is yet, but I do recommend that you see a doctor. Maybe they can help you to get off it, whatever it is. But don't be mad about it. Don't live in your head about it, and stay present, and hopefully you'll be fine. But as far as getting off and see a doctor, amazing.
Thank you, Anthony. Birdie the dog, God bless you and Hake, Romans 13:12.
Thank you. Amazing.
Nice.
Yeah. God bless you.
Jimmy T, love ya, mate, from Tasmania.
Amazing. Heard around the world. Thank you.
Cesar or Caesar. When
Where's
Trump,
Tasmania?
I think that's in like Australia or something like that. I don't know. Sorry. I don't know much about geography.
Don't know much about history. Don't know much biology. But I do know that I love you.
It's an island state of Australia.
And I know that if you love me too, what a wonderful world this would be. Thank you.
Yes, thank you, Jimmy T. Says, or Caesar, when Trump says he's going to make Iran's neighbors pay to rebuild Iran's destruction, is he talking about Israel? Because if he is, that would be a boss move. Dominican strong arm emoji.
I don't know. I was under the impression he meant Allahu Akbar countries, but I don't know. That's an interesting question, though. I don't know. Amazing. Thank you.
Anthony, with a follow-up coffee, can you lay hands upon me and let God change my heart? I am miserable and so desperate for real change, he says.
If you want real change, go and forgive. Forgive your mother for recreating you in her image and turning you away from your earthly father. You got to see that you're angry, go and forgive in your heart, especially if you see that you're angry and you know that it's wrong to be angry, resentful, and all that, and your heart will change immediately, and immediately you'll have peace. Really. But you got to forgive if you want to be free. That's the way out. Thank you.
Weed worms, something or other. Weed worms slag. Welcome, JLP show member.
Thank you. Amazing. I appreciate it.
Pardon me if I'm butchering your name. Mortensen asks, do you like Gushers, the candy?
I don't know what that is.
Only Nick and I probably know, I'm guessing.
I have no idea what that is.
Okay.
So I guess not. Thank you.
Eugene, good morning, Jesse and crew. Did you see the Target attack? A black man fighting a white man? What does the Great White Hope have to say today? Thank you, Jesse.
I don't know what you're talking about. If I've seen it, I'm not aware of it.
I saw it.
Oh, yeah. What was it?
So up in Simi Valley at a Target store.
Oh, a Target attack at a store.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. I thought you meant like someone targeted another person.
Yeah, a black man, young man who had been out of, I don't know how young, out of jail for like 48 hours or prison.
And he was accused of attacking a woman.
Yeah, allegedly.
And maybe even another a guy at Target.
A 16-year-old from like behind after he got the woman and tried to choke her. But yeah. A father and son sort of intervened. A father intervened. The son recorded.
Yeah, I saw that.
And some others intervened and police.
Let me see what the Great White Hope had to say.
Basically, all I've done is keep my promise.
I rest my case.
Nice.
That's all he's done.
That's basically true.
It is true. Amazing. Let me stop there. I want to go to South Africa and talk to...
We'll read the rest later, y'all. That was it for the Friday ones anyway, so nice.
Oh, cool. Because her phone keeps dropping. Let me go to South Africa and talk to... How do you say it there? Abulile.
Hello.
Hey, Abulile.
Hello.
Hey. You're on the air.
Hi. Hi there, Jesse. How are you?
All is well.
I'm well, thank you. My question for you today was thinking about myself. So, you know, after the journey of forgiving my parents and I'm doing the silent prayer and I'm trying to get my life together, you know, finding a job. I'm still studying, by the way, but I really want to get my own place to live now and get a job, and that's pretty challenging. And how can I focus on these things and do these things without thinking about the self?
So if you're doing, you're in school, college, and you're doing study,
yes,
that's practical thinking. So you use your brains to do practical thinking, do your job. But at the, but after you've done that, you come back to non-thinking by just being present without thinking about being present. Beast psychological thinking. Her phone dropped again, but she's been dropping all morning. If she called back, let me know. All right, there. Okay, her phone been dropping. That's why I wanted to get to it. All the way from Mommy Africa. Let me go to first. Maybe just her caller right back. Let me just give it a minute in consideration of her calling so far away. You're so far away. Does anybody stay in one place anymore? Let me go to Joseph. Oh, hold on, Joseph. I got to take a quick break. Have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to RebuildingTheMan.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven. Hake Report is coming up at 9 a.m. Hake is back. The Hake Report. And I hear he partied all weekend, so he's not sick anymore. Amazing, huh? He literally partied all weekend. As soon as, from what I hear, he got well, he was back in the streets. You can't keep a good man down. So the Hake Report is coming up at 9 a.m. from 9 to 11 Pacific time, and after the Hake Report, the American Anchor Baby. At 11 a.m., from 11 to 1 p.m. Pacific time, and check out Bill on Punchy TV. Bill was on fire this past Wednesday. A brand new episode every Wednesday. You can podcast Punchy.TV with Bill. Not with Bill, but Punchy.TV and then Bill. All right. And thank you all for your financial support. Don't forget to donate and keep us going through the summer. I know you're running around, so I'm reminding you. And thank you all for your support. All right. Let me go back to Joseph, a first time caller out of Missouri. Joseph, you are on the air.
Hey, Jesse. Good to talk to you. I've been watching your show for a few months now.
Welcome, Joseph.
Hey, I had a question. I've listening to your show and hearing about forgiving your parents has really it's opened my eyes. And I forgave my parents. Well, I think I forgave my parents, and that's kind of what I'm calling about. Like at first, I thought it would be harder to forgive my father, but I found out that was actually the easier side of it. And when I forgave, or what I thought I did, I thought I forgave my mother, but I'm thinking that I'm either slipping out of it, or maybe I didn't actually forgive her in the first place. But right now she just told me she's getting remarried to, not remarried, well, she's getting married again to a guy that, I don't mean to make this a whole dramatic thing, but I'm pretty sure this guy was the guy who was flirting with her when she was originally married to my dad. So it kind of sparked them getting divorced in the first place. And now, 20 years later or whatever, now they're getting married. And she's out of state. Like, we don't live in the same state. But I'm wondering, do I have anger if I don't want to go to the wedding?
How old are you?
I'm 28.
So when you went to her to forgive her, what did you say?
I told her I forgive her for how she raised me. I told her, we talked about the order of God. you know, God over man, man over woman, woman over children. And she admitted that she did not follow that raising me. Like she told me, and she was kind of apologizing as well. But yeah, I just told her, I forgive you for the whole mess of of raising us.
Right on. And so now you live separate from her?
Yes, I live with my father still, but I live in a different state, yes.
Okay. And if you don't want to go to the wedding, do not go. And your mother has no business getting married again. She already have children, and there's no reason to get married. It's a selfish reason that she's doing it. Just don't resent her for doing it, but you absolutely have no obligation at all to go.
Okay.
And then when she asks, are you coming? Be sure, you know, however, if you're going, yes, I am coming. But if you're not, no, I'm not coming. And if she asks, well, why not? If she asks, why not? Just say, I don't want to. You don't owe her any explanation.
Okay.
You got to be, you're an adult man now. You're working on your spiritual life. So you got to start speaking up, but don't be resentful. Don't be judgmental.
Okay.
And then this idea that you have not forgiven her is coming from hell. It's coming from thoughts. It's telling you, oh, you didn't forgive her, and now you feel this way, or now you feel that way, or you won't go to the wedding. It's because you have not forgiven her. All thoughts are all lies all the time about anything. So when those thoughts are tempting you like that and then accusing you, let them pass. It's not true.
That's amazing.
Yeah. They're lying to you. You got to really... Are you doing the silent prayer?
Not like I should be. Actually, probably not at all. I mean, I think about it. I think about it, and I'll do it, like, for a few seconds throughout the day, but in terms of, like, you know, structurally in the morning and night, I need to work on that.
How will God guide you if you don't stay present with him? That's why a saint can tell you that you haven't forgiven. You're not going to the wedding. It's because you still believe in the voice of the devil, thinking that it's yours.
I see it.
You're not going to overcome darkness with darkness. And anyone who believes thoughts are in dark, they are one with darkness. You need the light in order to shine on the darkness so the darkness can be taken away from you. So I recommend you do the silent prayer and you stay with it. Seek first the kingdom of God in his right way, and everything will be added unto you. You'll be fine.
Okay. I will say, the sentiment behind that thoughts are all lies, I mean, it's changed my life to where, like, I mean, even as I was forgiving my parents, like, I've struggled with it my whole life, but, like, it's almost like something's holding my voice back, and especially when I was trying to forgive my parents,
it was
like something inside of me was pulling them back. Like it didn't want them out.
I know.
And that's how I knew I had to get it out.
Yep. Right on.
So I just want to say thank you, Jesse. And I love your show, everything you do. And I'll be calling back. I hope you have a great rest of your day.
Absolutely. I can totally relate to not being, it's something in your voice that will try to hold you back from letting it out. Because I used to be the same. At one time, I could not just speak up. I would say, this time, I'm going to speak up. And when a situation happened, the words would come all the way up. The voice would come all the way up to my throat. And it just locked in my, I couldn't say it out. But that has gone now because I have forgiven. And I hold nothing against anyone. I love everybody, meaning that I don't judge anyone, and I love God, and everything changed, and that's what's happening with you right now, right?
Yes, sir. And I know you're telling the truth, and I know it's 100% because I've watched you over the months, and you're very inspirational the way you carry yourself. I'll just leave it at that. I don't want to overtoot your horn, but the way you keep an even keel, no matter who the guest is or who the caller is, it's like you're not just talking the talk, but you're walking it too. And so I really appreciate you, Jesse.
And that same spirit is in you now that you're waking it up. You're waking up. You're going to see that same love is in you too. And now that you forgive it, that's why I want to encourage you, if you talk to your mother about this wedding thing again, and if she want to know why you're not coming, just say, I'm not coming. I don't want to. And
okay.
Well, why? I'm your mother. Don't argue with her about it. Just say, I told you I'm not coming. And how she feels about it is on her. It has nothing to do with you at all. She's just trying to control you.
That's right. Okay.
Amazing. Stay with it, Joseph.
Thank you, Jesse. Have a good one.
You too, buddy. Amazing. You got to drop the anger. If you want to enter the kingdom, enter into the kingdom of eternal life, real life, instead of a fake life, ain't no way around it. You got to forgive, and you got to love your enemy. You got to keep the commandment of loving your enemy, your neighbor, as yourself, and love God. Then you're in the kingdom. It's just that simple. But if you have anger, you ain't going in. I don't care what no one tell you. A lot of people have been lied to that anger is good. I need my anger. They're lying. Those are children of the devil. Dark people lying to dark people, meaning people in the dark lying to people in the dark. How can the darkness help the darkness? Let me go back to South Africa again and talk to Abulile. Abulile. Abulile.
Hello, Mr. Jesse. I'm back again. Sorry about that. I don't know what's
Let me ask this. The connection. Have you heard of something called Viber? Right there? Viber?
Viber. I haven't.
There's a fan of the show, a friend of ours by the name of Denny from Bulgaria. And he uses, James, help her. He uses Viber.
Yeah, if you check out Viber.com, you may find a solution for calling overseas that is, I don't know, maybe it will be a little more stable for you. I don't know, though.
Okay, no problem. I'll use that. Okay. I'll check with that.
But in the meantime, go ahead.
So my question was, thinking of the self, you know, how are you supposed to live life and do what you're supposed to do, which is my goal is, you know, getting my own place and getting a job without thinking of the self.
So you go to school if you're in school, or if you're not in school, you look for a job, go and look for a job because you need to provide for your physical body. The body need food, it need a shelter, it need, you know, working out, but you're not your body. And so when you're providing for your body, you're not providing for yourself. You're providing for the body, and you're not your body. And when it comes to yourself, your true self, there's no one there to think about. Because if you think about yourself, it's just a thought, and it gives you a false illusion that there is a you. There is no you at all to think about. And the spirit of truth would take care of that for you if you live without thinking about yourself, thinking about God and thinking about the past or thinking about the future and thinking about all that mess that you love and I want to be married, I want children, I want a job, you know, we're living. You don't want to think about those things at all.
Okay.
You just want to provide for the physical body, and God gave you the ability to get a job, provide for your physical body. That comes from God, too, but you don't need to live by it.
Okay.
Any question about that part of it?
Yes, because I think, you know, listening to your show, and I think a lot of things have been unraveling because, you know, my whole life I've been taught that I have to achieve something. I have to do this, you know, go to school to, you know, earn a living and make your own decisions. And yeah. I just realized that I don't think I've ever made a decision in my life.
Yeah.
You know, it's so strange.
I want to promise you, they lied to you when they said, you got to make a life for yourself. You got to be the best. You got to do this. And you got to go to college to make a life. Or you got to do this. They lied to you. You got to think about what you want and all that. They lied to you. Everybody lied to everyone when they tell them that. You don't need to make a life for yourself. Your life is already made. All you need to do is live life. You know, you can't make life. Life is already made. Life already exists. Everything comes from God, and God is life. And when you stop trying to make a life for yourself, you and the Father are one, so you already have a life. You're living your life. Stop trying to make your life work. They lied to you. It's never going to work.
Wow. So right now, you know, what should I do then? Because I'm trying to make it work. So is this wrong? Am I, you know, should I just be still and know or just carry on and do what I'm supposed to do? I don't know.
All you need to do is go to work. You know, if you're in school, you want to stay in school, work and go work and buy yourself some food, keep a roof over your head. And work out your body if you want to work out. But there's nothing else you need to do. Every thought about life is a lie. It's just a thought about life. And thinking about life keep you away from living life. You don't need to try to be better than anyone. You don't need to try, don't compare yourself to anyone. Don't be trying to build anything. Just live. Stay present.
Okay, and, you know, right now I'm trying to get a job and be independent because now I live with my aunt.
Uh-huh.
You know, it's pretty fine. There's no, you know, there's no fights or anything. It's pretty chill, but I really need, or I think I need to live on my own and just live life and, you know, provide for myself.
Yes, we'll be grateful that you have a roof over your head right now, that your aunt is helping you out like that. And then, but don't be like, oh, poor me, I got to hurry up and get out of here, blah, blah, blah. You be grateful, and then every day go to look for a job. Are you in college?
Yes, I am. I'm currently in my last year of school.
Okay.
And you then, know, God willing,
and the sweet door graduate. Rise. And then go look for a job. Go look, I said, God willing and the creek don't rise. But
okay.
But get up, go to school, and then look for a job. And then when you're ready to move, you're going to find yourself moving out. Naturally, it's going to be just fine. But don't be in a rush. If your aunt is not trying to tell you, get out of here, or she's not making life difficult for you, be grateful and then move when you see that it's the right time to do it.
Okay.
Don't let the devil tell you, oh, you're too old with your aunt. You need to get out of here. That's a lie. You move when it's the right time to move, all right?
All right. Thank you, JC.
All right. You stay with it, stay with it, stay with it.
All right. I will.
Let me know how it's going, all right? Let me know how it's
going. All right. Have a great day, JC.
You too. Amazing. 888-775-3773. Let me go to Haley out of Massachusetts. Haley, you are on the air.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
I wanted to talk to you about my father. I've called you a few times about him before.
Okay.
The first time was to I called you before and after I forgave both my parents. And then I called you again because I didn't quite know how to navigate my relationship with my dad afterwards. He's the only one I kept in contact with even before forgiving. After forgiving, I still don't talk to my mom, but I enjoy talking with my dad. Like, but anyways, yesterday I reached out to him to wish him a happy Father's Day, and he just like ignored me. And whenever we had a conversation, I stopped talking to him. I was having really bad health issues. Like, the doctors didn't know what was wrong with me. I almost died a couple of times. And I stopped talking to him, and all that went away, especially after I forgave. And it was like that since, like, November. And I stopped, like, reaching out to him like I normally would, because he has this thing where he's like, he wants me to keep in touch with him. But whenever I do, it's like he doesn't answer me, or he'll just give me like a thumbs up or something. Or he's just like really drunk and like wanting to gossip about things. And it's not really the relationship I want. But yeah, I don't know if like I'm doing it right. Like, I don't feel angry towards him, or like I don't necessarily want anything out of their relationship, if that makes sense. But I haven't answered, I haven't tried to, you know, be, oh, are you okay? Why didn't you answer me? Anything like that.
And your question is what?
Do you think I'm handling it the right way? Like, I guess this whole thing, if I'm handling it the right way, I think is what I really want to know.
How old are you?
I'm 31.
If you have forgiven him and both parents and you're working on yourself, if you don't want to talk to him, there are no obligation at all. And let's say you try to reach out to him, but he doesn't respond. That means that he doesn't want to be bothered. So I would just wish him well and move on with my life. You're a grown woman now. You don't need him. Mm-hmm. You just shouldn't resent him, so that you and God will become one. So no, you don't have any obligation at all to impose on him.
Okay.
And can you hold for a minute?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, hold on. Let me take a break. When I come back, we're going to finish your calls and super chats, and because I got to catch up with the super chats as well. Hate news and not the fake news, and I'll be back in a moment. Check out Punchy's Coffee. I have my own coffee now. Punchy Coffee is good. Every bag is roasted to order. Freshest flavor. Top quality. Specialty grade beans. Good. Every dime goes back to Bar, my nonprofit. And we are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. So when you're drinking coffee and enjoying it, just know you're helping somebody. Amazing coffee. Punchy has his own coffee now. What the? And it's so good. All the way from the plantation to my own coffee. Who would have thought? Did that coffee come from the plantation? Did I pick my own coffee? Check it out. Go to RebuildingTheMan.com, RebuildingTheMan.com/stores, and get Punchy's coffee.
Thank you.
some serious mess going on in this here world. Am I right or am I right? This is the end of hour two of the J.S. Lee Peterson Show. We're heading into hour three of Female Monday, y'all. Hang tight, callers. JLP will be right back to your calls, okay? Hold on, all right? It's hate news, not fake news. Or is it? And Jesse Lee will be right back. We'll get to your calls. Here's the plan. Your calls, your super chats, and more great stories, all right? And then after the J.S. Lee Peterson Show, the Hake Report. And then American Anchor Baby. He's on YouTube and Rumble, 11 a.m. Pacific, 1 Central, 2 Eastern. The Hake Report is 9 to 11 Pacific. That's 11 to 1 Central, noon to 2 Eastern. TheHakeReport.com. Cool, huh? And then, of course, I recommend you podcast Church with Jesse Lee Peterson. It is up on audio podcast as well as on Bond Rebuilding the Man YouTube and other platforms. Shout out to the ladies. It is Female Monday. And shout out to the men, the fathers specifically. It was Father's Day yesterday. CNN reports President Trump claimed Saturday, without providing evidence, they have to note, that vandals damaged the algae-plagued reflecting pool on the National Mall and that water will need to be drained for repairs. The murky green water has become a social media flashpoint in recent days, drawing crowds and fueling debate over the administration's efforts to revitalize Washington, D.C. Just recently, Trump had the bottom painted blue and sealed blue, but the sealer or paint is just whatever that stuff is. It's been coming up, and algae, and particularly bad algae this season. So I don't know what's going on, but don't worry. The right man is in charge to get it straightened out, even if his people didn't fix it right the first time. Conjoined twins who were separated with help from AI. Twins named Mercy and Goodness. Black gals, black young ladies, were like joined at the head, on the tops of their head. I don't know how they did it, but their skulls were fused together. And it was a successful separation without the help of that brain surgeon guy, Ben Carson, this time, I guess. But it's highlighting the growing role of AI in modern science, medicine specifically. There is this exclusive, quote-unquote, man camp, if you want to cringe. Shout out to the females. There's this one woman who's trying to save men from themselves. A five-day, $5,000 retreat. Supposedly promising to help men grapple with their vulnerabilities and reshape their understanding of masculinity. And that's according to CNN. And there's a lot of members-only things nowadays. Private clubs charging thousands of dollars, presumably, or something, for membership. And business is booming, but many other places are struggling to draw crowds. And it's hot in the Grand Canyon, specifically down in the canyon. And I wouldn't have known that, but it makes sense because I've been to canyons before, different canyons, and different places on the Colorado River, which may be the same river. And it does get hot down in the area, down by the river. Crazy. Another round of extreme weather, some heat-related deaths, they say. And the guy, 29-year-old Jonathan Rinderknecht, is accused of starting that destructive Palisades fire that scorched swaths of Los Angeles in 2025. And is he an arsonist or is he just a scapegoat? We don't know, but they've started testimony in that trial. The DEA, according to AP, during the end of the Biden administration, maybe even the beginning, very beginnings of the Trump administration, not sure, between 2023 and 2025. The Drug Enforcement Administration, according to them, permitted, not that they permitted it, but they just watched it happen and didn't do anything, hundreds of thousands of fentanyl pills to hit the streets of New Mexico, according to a so-called whistleblower, David Howell, special agent. I don't know. I'm James Hakenup, back to the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. Hour three.
to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. How y'all? I am Jesse Lee Peterson. You can get involved by calling 888-77-5-3-773-888-77-JESSE. And my biblical question, brand new biblical question, can you know God and reject him? Can you know God and reject him? Amazing question. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show, jesseleepeterson.com/show. If you run around, you just got to run around and do what you're doing. You can podcast the show and listen on your phone by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go buy me a coffee. Buy me a coffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App is Monday. And rainy days and Mondays always build me up. And it's also Female Monday. All my life.
All my life I had to fight.
Why do people marry people?
Everybody gets a call! Equal rights, equal lefts, baby.
Do I deserve more or less?
Are you a man or a woman?
I have nothing more to say on that.
What the... Amazing.
What a mess.
What a mess. I want to go quickly back to Haley. And Haley's son understands how to deal with a father. He doesn't respond very well. Haley, any other questions about that?
No. I think I've always just wanted to make sure I'm doing the right thing. And I think a lot of people, I've tried asking for advice about this, which I shouldn't have done in retrospect, but tell me that, that's your dad, that's your mom, whatever. Not really just telling me to keep engaging with him, despite him being so emotional.
Yeah. You shouldn't go to lost people that ask for advice, because lost people are only going to give you lost advice. They can't see, so they're going to always give you the wrong advice.
Yeah, I went to they didn't give me a religion growing up, my parents. So
yeah.
I tried to look for different ones, so I would talk to them about it. Like Christian, Greek church, Portuguese church.
The Christians and Greek churches and other don't have the answer.
No. I didn't work out.
Yeah.
I don't think I got it till I heard you talk about it when I was sick. And I was like, oh, thank God. Like, I don't have to do what I don't want to do.
Right.
Because I thought I had to be there for him. I think even the neighborhood I grew around, a lot of the parents didn't speak English, so their kids have to take care of them into old age. So I kind of thought that's the way it has to be, even though he speaks English and works and everything, can take care of himself.
No, you have... Your only responsibility is to not resent your parents. Don't be angry at them. Other than that, you have no other obligation. And when you don't have resentment, when you love them and don't hate them, if you want to help them, fine. If not, fine. Because you won't do it out of guilt or a falseness of obligation. Because when you help anyone out of guilt, that is hatred. That's not love. When you help someone and you don't resent them, you're doing it because you want to or you're not. So forget about this certain obligation. You got to talk to them. You got to be around them. Oh, they are sick. I got to take care of them. That's not your obligation, because it's not your fault that your parents don't take care of themselves and prepare themselves when they're young. That's their fault.
Right.
And you didn't agree with them, okay, y'all make me make a baby. I'm going to come down there and take care of you for the rest of my life. You didn't make that kind of contract with them.
No, he did. He actually wrote a contract for me to sign.
But that's evil. I was saying that before you left heaven, you didn't make that contract.
Right, right. Well, he was under the influence anyway, so I think it makes it void.
That's right.
Let me sign it.
Absolutely. Why do you call him at all now?
I haven't since we talked before then.
Oh, okay.
I talked to him because I almost died a few times, and I don't know why. I thought like I needed to tell him. I don't talk to any of my family at all. He was the only one. Like, and I like talking to him, like,
right,
he knows movies, he likes sports, but then there's just these times where he just gets really emotional, and I don't know what to do with it.
Nothing.
Well, yeah, now I know, so I don't, and then, yeah, when I was updating him here and there, send him a picture, like, oh, this is what I cooked today, this is the dog today, something. He just never responds, or like he just gives the thumbs up, or he just ignores me. And then I'll just, okay, I get the message, you don't like these messages. And then he calls me and he's like, I haven't heard from you, trying to make me feel bad about it, which I never accepted.
Yeah.
I never apologized or anything.
Right, just, on.
Yeah.
Let's say that. Have a way to see, but let's say you do talk to him and he's drunk or he's emotional. You need to be honest with, I would recommend, do what you want. You know what, Dad, I hate talking to you because you're so emotional. You're drunk and it's just not a good, for me, I can't communicate with you like that. Be honest with him about it.
I've tried that, but he just screams and yeah, like, it's so annoying.
Well, move on with your life, all right? If you want to talk to him, do. If not, don't. Right. You're not wrong. Only thing you're wrong is when we resent, when we don't love our enemies.
You know, before I found you, when I get in these situations, he would flip out on me, whatever, and I would just... I never would... engage with it, but then afterwards at nighttime it would be really hard for me to sleep, and I'd get all these thoughts in my head. But after forgiving and not talking to him for so long, I feel so disconnected. Like last night I was fine to sleep. I didn't have any emotions or guilt about it.
Right on.
I didn't feel the need to text him or call him again or anything. So I feel free.
Right on. And you are. You're free from the evil of the heart, the hatred of the heart. You're now a love, and everyone who has love that come from God are free. You're only enslaved when you're angry, resentful, afraid, and all that mess, stress. Then you're enslaved. But when you have love, which is not an emotional thing, then you're free.
Right.
Are you doing the silent prayer every morning and night?
All the time, throughout
right,
the day.
Right on.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, you're doing fine. It is working. Stay with it, stay with it, stay with it, all right?
Thank you.
Good talking to you.
Good talking to you, too. You have a good day.
You too. Amazing. I want to just at least play one soundbite. I haven't played anything. I just want to show you something here. Then I come back to your calls and your super chats. Apparently, the president or prime minister of the UK resigned. I just found this out this morning from my producer there at our meeting. According to Live Now Fox, on yesterday, which was Sunday, Father's Day, I guess it was yesterday, President Trump announced via Truth Social on Sunday, Sunday, that, I don't know what his name, but streamer, or what's his name, Nick?
Keir Starmer.
What?
Keir Starmer.
Keir Starmer will resign. So the president, Trump announced it before the man announced it. He announced it before the prime minister could make the announcement. Watch this from ITV News.
It was less than 2 years ago Keir Starmer entered Downing Street. That summer's landslide election win now feels a long way off. And tonight, senior Labour sources have told ITV News they expect Keir Starmer to resign as Prime Minister. He's facing renewed pressure to go following Andy Burnham's decisive victory in last week's Makerfield by-election. Several cabinet ministers have since privately urged the Prime Minister to step aside, including the Transport Secretary Heidi Alexander and most recently the Foreign Secretary Yvette Cooper. And this evening, the US president weighed in, posting on social media, Keir Starmer will resign as Prime Minister of the United Kingdom. He failed badly on immigration and energy. I wish him well. The Prime Minister spent the weekend at his Chequers retreat with his family, considering his options. His closest allies can no longer say he intends to stay on and fight any challenge.
Amazing. And of course, so the President Trump announced it before he did. What manner of man is this? The wind in the sea obeys him. And apparently this guy was probably, according to report, he was like not a good prime minister. Politics UK. Today, Starmer announced he is resigning as prime minister. Watch this from X.
The question my party is asking now is whether I am best placed to lead us into the next general election.
No.
Of course. I have heard the answer of my parliamentary party to that question. And I accept that answer with good grace. Every decision I've taken has been about putting the country I love first. That is why I will resign as leader of the Labour Party. And when I leave the biggest job in the country, I shall spend more time on the most important job, being the best husband I can my fantastic wife, Vic, who has been a rock by my side through good times and bad.
What a beta.
And being the best dad I can to my beautiful children, who are my pride and my joy.
What a beta. I wish you well. Goodbye. I want to give you examples of a couple of things that happened under his watch. Here's a police body cam footage from from December 2025, showing an 18-year-old UK student, Henry Novak, pleading, "I can't breathe," 9 times, and stating he was stabbed 4 times after being attacked in southern England. Watching from X. Just a reminder.
Oh, I can't breathe.
Put the hand in the cuff, mate. Sandy's been stabbed, so
where
let's just check him.
Where do you think he's been stabbed? In the face?
Oh, no, but we have to check, don't we?
Right. In the face?
Just get these back off, get their details on that, and I'll keep hold of them.
Henry Novak was a kind, thoughtful, and much-loved young man. I have seen the body cam footage. It's harrowing. And I have to say, as a father of a 17-year-old boy, I felt sick.
So this boy, according to a report, was stabbed by one of the immigrants, whether they're illegal or illegal, was stabbed by him. And the guy that, according to the report, that stabbed and claimed, oh, he was being racist toward me or something like that. And so they arrested Henry because the guy said they were being a racist or something like that. I don't remember that detail. And then come to find out that the guy was already on the rampage. White people don't have a chance in the UK anymore, in their own country. Same thing is happening here in America. The same identical thing is happening right before your eyes, right here in America. And nothing's been done about it. One other example is, according to LBC and BBC, under Steimer government, Bristol City Council has restricted England flags on public street furniture. You can't put the England flags out there on the street furniture, like lampposts and railings. Watch this LBC report.
It looked amazing. Flags everywhere. Now look at it. It just looks dead. Like, it don't even feel like the World Cup.
This street was once known for being the most patriotic in the UK because of the number of England flags which were flown here. But now Bristol City Council have told local residents they're not allowed to hang any flags from lampposts or any other street furniture because they say it's not safe.
I think it's disgusting because it's an event that happens once every 4 years. Like, seriously? At the end of the day, this is England, and that's who we support.
The council said that it might be because it's making other people who perhaps aren't from England feel uncomfortable and feel not welcome.
Well, if they feel unwelcome, then that's a them problem, really. you're coming into England, so, you know, it's the English flag at the end of the day.
This is England. You know, this is what we do. This is how we celebrate sport. This is how we celebrate achievement. You know, and if we can't do that, then it's a sad world, isn't it?
So under this guy government, they're telling the European, UK citizen, you can't fly your own flag because you don't want to make the guests feel uncomfortable. Then if the guests going to feel uncomfortable, then they shouldn't go. Why I got to take down my flag for you to come in my country? This guy is doing the right thing by resigning. Good for him. Go away. Amazing. And this is happening in America. And apparently the event, the World Cup thing, only happens every 4 years. It's not like, even if it was a recurrent thing every day, that's fine to fly your flag of your country. But every 4 years. What a mess. What's wrong with the whites? Let me go to Ramir out of Las Vegas. Ramir, you are on the air.
Hey, Jesse. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
I got two quick questions for you really quick. I don't want to take up too much of your time.
Okay.
That's all right. All right. Amazing fellowship yesterday.
Thank you.
Wonderful. I'm sorry. One moment. I have it written down. Okay. My question is how do I go all the way into hell to completely drop my ego when I'm consistently coming back to the present every time when I catch a thought?
By just watching those thoughts, do nothing about them. And if emotions come because you didn't catch the thought, relax in the emotion, whether so-called good or bad. Do nothing about it. Let it happen. You go to work, you go to bed, you wake up, you drive, you live with it. And literally do nothing about it. And those thoughts are going to scream at you and yell at you. What are you doing? Who will you be if you don't think? Who will you be if you're this or that? Let it scream and yell at you and do nothing about it.
What if I don't have any identities from any of that? Like, I don't really think on any of that anyways. The anger and stuff like that, it just, I actually watch it now. It doesn't really come. Like, I don't, like, so the ego death is just dying from feelings? That's
from
what that's
thoughts,
about?
From thoughts. From the
thoughts. Okay.
From the false identity of thinking that is you.
Right. Okay. And you said when I'm seeing the thoughts, that when I'm watching the thoughts, if I can see those thoughts, that I'm not one with those thoughts.
Right. If you don't you try to deny them on your own. If they come, you be aware. When you don't have any, just stay present. Don't even think to yourself, I don't have thoughts. Because the moment you do, you're back into thoughts.
Right. Okay. Right on. And then I have one more question.
All right.
If that's okay. All right. This question. So you told me if I really want to drop my anger, I can do it in the blinking of an eye.
Yes.
If I really wanted it, right?
Yes.
But then you also said that I can't do anything of myself.
Right.
You also told me last time that I called that if I want out of my, that me wanting out of my anger so much, like that's keeping me in my anger. So how is it both? How is it if I want to drop my anger, I can drop it, but I can't really drop it?
Becoming aware of your thoughts and emotions, anger, resentment, it's the light of God that's making you aware of it. You can't do that on your own. You cannot see thoughts on your own. All human beings don't even know that they're into thoughts. And if they do, they think it's good, and they think that it's them.
Yeah.
So by the fact that you see it, it's the light of God. So it's not you dropping them.
Right.
And then you see it and you don't identify with it at all, don't call it you, then you're separated and you're done with it.
Okay, cool. Because that's what I'm like doing this all the time, and I see how much I'm into thoughts every day. Like
right.
I am watching them. I notice that they get more like the intensity is like it comes and goes. But I'm supposed to stay present.
Yes.
Basically, that the whole ordeal is staying present.
That's the whole thing. That's all you need to do. And even in staying present, it's not you staying present. It's the light of God. Staying present, staying shining, continue to shine in you, and it's doing it for you.
All right. Very good, very good. Amazing. Thank you, sir. Appreciate you so much. You have a great day. God bless you guys, bro. Thank you.
You too, buddy. Stay with it.
Yes.
Amazing. Jarrett is out of Las Vegas. Jarrett, you are on the air.
Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
How you doing, Jesse? All is well.
All is well, yes.
Let me take you off speaker. Sorry about that. Okay, there we are. My question was, I probably have a lot of questions, but happy belated Father's Day, Jesse.
Thank you. Are you a father?
Not yet. I'm thinking
okay.
about it.
Thank you.
It's a simple question. It was just the nature of love. How do you properly love? I remember hearing you say once, that, like, be wary of somebody who says they love you.
because they will betray you.
Yeah. You love by not judging, having no anger and no resentment, no emotions, then you have love. Don't judge. When you don't have anger, it's impossible to judge yourself and others. And so you have love, and love is not a feeling. There, in God's love, there are no feelings at all. There are no thinking about it. There's no thinking about it or anything. It just is. Okay. Satan love is a passionate, emotional thing. And that's why when they say, I love you, your mama said, mm-hmm. All right, bye, I love you. Your mama lying to you. She hates you.
Yeah. I remember the first time I called was a ways back now. And I was just like very fresh to the show. And I just kind of jumped in and called. And I was calling about relatives that I was concerned about kind of going the wrong path and stuff. And I was like, I'm trying to save them. I'm trying to help them. I want to read them the Bible and all this. And you said, you don't love them. You hate them.
Yeah.
And I was so mad at you. I wanted to reach through the phone. I was so angry. And then I went hiking in the mountains behind where I live here in Las Vegas. And I was kicking rocks and I was still mad at you. But I knew you were right, you know, and you were right. And I was angry at them. So yeah. I've tried to let that go now. And speaking of which, staying with it, it's kind of a process, I think. All thoughts are all lies all the time. So I fall off, but I get back on. But for a while there, I was doing so well with it, staying with it, like conscious and present, that even in my sleep, you know, I struggle with sleep and PTSD and, you know, all lies from the devil. But even in my sleep, if I was having a quote-unquote bad dream, I was even conscious enough and present enough to say, this is a lie, this is just a thought, let it go.
Right on.
And it would go away.
Yeah.
It was amazing.
Amazing. Well, when people say, I love you, I want to help you, what they're saying is, I hate you, and I'm better than you, and I can help you.
Right.
They're playing God. And when you reject their help, they're going to hate you.
That's true. That's true.
Amazing. Well, stay with it, stay with it, stay with it. As long as you stay away from anger and resentment and all that, and you love your neighbor, love your enemy, and love God with all your heart, soul, and might, you are living and you're walking with the Father. Excuse me, walking with the Father. You and the Father are one. You and God are one.
Okay. Thank you.
All right.
In terms of the last caller, something you guys were talking about. The past, you know, you are not your past.
Right.
I've done some pretty unforgivable things in my own judgment, you know.
Right.
And they haunt me, you know. What do you think of that? Don't want to associate that. I feel condemned. I'm going to hell, you know.
Well, you are in hell by thinking that way. But let me ask, when you say you feel condemned, who are you talking about?
Good question. There is no me, right?
Who are you talking about?
The ego, I guess.
And why are you calling Satan nature you?
So I can dismiss my past that way.
And who is condemning you?
Me.
What?
I am myself. I'm judging myself.
How can you judge or condemn yourself when there is no self?
Okay, so I can dismiss it. Just let it go.
How can you condemn or judge yourself when there is no self?
I guess I can't.
Only Satan is the accuser and the condemner. And by you going along with believing it, then you are you're cooperating with the devil.
Okay.
And as far as past, hold on a minute. Can you hold?
Yes, I can.
The treasure chest is, not the treasure chest, but scratch off on pure.net right now. Back in a moment.
Uh, I wish I would have found you earlier on in my life. Your recommendation to go and forgive your mother for resenting her, it's the hardest thing that I've ever done, but it was the easiest thing to help me overcome where I've been. My clarity changed overnight. Like, I began to see things different. Sure, you saved my spiritual life, because now I do have a peace, and it's a really weird feeling because there is no feeling.
Right.
But that's
amazing.
How you gotta know that you're in the right place.
Like you said, she couldn't help it. And when you start to look at her mom, or you look at her dad, or you look at that situation, you can see that life just being repeated inside of you. Yeah. And when you decide you want to be the person to step up and make a stand against it, it is going to feel weird because it goes against what you're used to. But as soon as you do it, you look back and wish you did it sooner.
There are men and women waking up, for I'm telling you, they want to wake up. If you want to come out of your sleep, you can. But if you don't want it, the spirit of truth will just leave you there. It's up to you. Check out our merch. Amazing merch. Punchy the silver coin. Celebrating 250 years of America. We have the coffee. Punchy's coffee is amazing. Make you want to holler. Throw up both your hands. And then we have books. And my books are amazing. And then we have, and I will sign it if you like, T-shirts and mugs and all those amazing things. And the beauty about this, every dime goes back into getting the work done. So when you're even buying merch, you're helping us to help others. Go to jesseleepeterson.shop. jesseleepeterson.shop. Oh, that's right. White History Month is coming fast. I think another week, right? Another week, and it will be July. And July is White History Month. So get your White History merch. Get your merch. And so you have it already when July comes. Go to rebuildingdemand.com/shop. No, my bad. JesseLeePeterson.shop. JesseLeePeterson.shop. Or rebuildingdemand.com/store. And get your White History merch. We're celebrating our 9th year of White History Month. They have every other month but White History. So we decide, you know what? This is white man land. This is white man country. And to show our appreciation, we are now celebrating 8 years of White History. Amazing. Let me go back to Jared out of Las Vegas. Jared, why are you believing this accuser and the condemner, Satan, when he bring up the so-called past? Where is the past?
Where is the past?
Yes.
Gone.
Then why are you feeling condemned about something that doesn't exist anymore?
Guilt.
And who is causing you to feel guilty?
I guess me, but that's an emotion.
That's not you. It's evil.
Okay.
You would never do that to yourself.
That's true. And I like that. I think if I gathered it right, like being born again, you said you love everybody all the time. And it's like that of a child. Like a child just has no judgment, you know?
You know, when you have love, which is from God, and it's not an emotion, then you have nothing but love. You cannot hate your fellow man, because you would know that evil is working through them, and it's not them, and that they are still children of God, but they have deviated from the Father into the darkness of their imagination, and they're the one that allowed the devil to control them. They can't help it.
Yeah.
So When Satan, the accuser, bring up your so-called past, which doesn't exist, it's not even, God doesn't even remember nor does he even think about your past at all. And God is not a condemner at all. He is all love, so he cannot condemn. It's only the devil that does that.
Okay. I appreciate that.
No, would you it's mind? Not just appreciation. It's a fact. It's a reality.
Thank you. Okay. You know, there's probably some footage in the past that I've listened to a lot in your archives. But just as a refresher, would you mind breaking down? You said there is no self.
All you are truckloads of thoughts. Okay. There is no you. You're just a thought, and the thought makes you think there's a you. So you identify with the thought, and then you create a false you. But it's just a thought. And unfortunately, all of your life, you've been told to think. Think about what you want. Think about what you want to become. Think about where you want to live. Think about building a career. Think about going to school or not going to school. Think about getting married. Think about having children. Think about who you want to be your wife. Think about your friends and think about your life. You got to build your life. You've been lied to.
Okay.
All human beings have been lied to. They have caused you to go into thoughts, and they have caused you to live in hell. Under a false illusion of self, there is no self.
Okay.
All right.
All right. I have a lot of questions, but I'll call back. Okay. I'll call another time.
All right. Call again.
I want to. Yeah, I bought the 7 guaranteed steps, and I really appreciate it. And I didn't get to request for it to be signed, and I regretted that. I ordered it, and I was like, oh no, I forgot to ask for it to be signed. Oh no. But you signed it anyway, and you wrote amazing.
Amazing.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Stay with us, stay with us, stay with it, all right?
Thank you, Jesse.
All right. 888-7753. Let me go to Canada, then. Then I'll do some super chats, and then we'll finish these calls up here. Let me go to Canada and talk to Kale out of Canada. Kale.
Jesse.
You are on the air.
The Great Black Hope.
Hey, Kale.
So I'm glad it's raining today. I got the opportunity to call you. I kind of sucks that your show is always during work hours, you know, but...
You can always podcast. So you can call in. I got you. Go ahead.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I didn't really call in for anything super specific today.
Okay.
Something I did remember, though, while I was on the line was the Jesse dolls. Where's the Jesse dolls?
They're still working on it. What they're trying to do is figure out how to make the battery work. And so the Anchor Baby and Hassan are working on that. So it's taking a little longer, but be patient. It is coming.
I know. It's taking forever. I think it's been like a year or something, but time is flying lately. So.
Yeah. It's been a while. That's for sure.
Nice. But, yeah, I mean, I just want to let you know, man, that I really appreciate your show and your message of especially of forgiveness and overcoming evil.
Yeah.
I think that your work, it impacts people and the world in a lot more ways than people would ever imagine. A lot of people just see it as a little show that people listen to and maybe it kind of affects their life in some way, but it's a lot bigger than that because, you know, certain messages and things I've heard from you and I apply it in my life, it affects the people around me as well.
Yeah, absolutely.
And those people, you know, they affect the people around them as well. And I'm starting to build things and they building things and we're doing this and doing that. And there's honestly no telling how far that impact can reach out into the world. So. I really appreciate it, man.
You're welcome. And stay with it, stay with it, stay with it. And we're going to continue to work on the punching doll until we get it ready.
Yes. I know a lot of people are going to buy it. As soon as I see it, I'm buying it.
Right on. Thank you, bud. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Jesse.
All right, now. 888-77-JESSE. Super, super.
Super chat.
Super chat.
Super chat.
And they say, eat coffees, have a blessed week, guys, fire emoji, Jesse. Iran have shut the Strait of Hormuz back again. Your friend who turned on Trump will hate him more, LOL.
Amazing.
I don't know what's going on.
We either have a way to see The Great White Hope got it. Amazing. Thank you.
Lord Spike Protein on Bond, very generous with no message.
Thank you. Stay with it.
Mari. Good morning, Jesse and crew. Happy Father's Day. Jesse and Bond family and friends in chat. Love, guys. Heart. Hope you guys enjoy yourselves. Thanks, hands.
Thank you. It was amazing Father's Day. Thank you.
Very nice. Official Doug says happy Alpha Day.
Alpha male, not a beta male. But Alpha male, don't be a beta. Amazing. Thank you.
Kim. Pardon me if I'm butchering your name. Thanks, Jesse and team. Shout out to Ye and Rip Vaughn. Gotta love your neighbors. Go White Sox and Cubs. Love Chicago and the USA.
Thank you. Amazing. Shout out. I heard that Ye was performing in Florida. I guess this weekend.
Oh.
Or sometime soon.
Right on.
One of those days. Amazing. Thank you.
John Z, to all the shiny, happy people, why persist in being so evil? All is well under truth. Thanks for sharing, JLP and crew.
That's for sure. Thank you.
Peter 80, thank you to Jesse and team for the best fellowship on this side of heaven. Happy Father's Day. Amazing.
Thank you. Happy Father's Day to you. Happy Father's Day, James.
Thank you. You Amazing. Too. Walking Roscoe, we love Raymond, the OG. I saw videos from over 20 years ago, and Raymond was heard. He truly is staying with it.
Absolutely. Raymond is not giving up, and that's amazing.
The Joshua James, happy Father's Day.
Thank you. Happy Father's Day.
Another from Lord Spike Protein, Jesse, helping you help others. Thank you.
Thank you for helping me to help others. And you need to remember, during the summer, make sure you donate. Don't just walk away and forget. We still have the functions here. Thank you.
Pink Catman, good morning from New Zealand.
Good morning, heard around the world by everybody and their mama if you're white. Everybody, they mama if you're black. Thank you.
He said New Zealand. I don't know if that was intentional. What was the answer to the biblical question asked Tactical Brucey? Last week's about what did Jesus mean? I and the Father are one.
He came from his Father, and he is doing his Father's will, not his will, but the Father's will, and they are one together because he has the same nature of his Father. And you can podcast the church fellowship from yesterday, rebuildingtheman.com, rebuildingtheman.com/church, and you'll hear the response. Thank you.
Julie from Connecticut, happy Juneteenth. What tribe in Africa are you and your family from? I'm from Come On, I Wanna Lay You tribe.
Hey, Julie. My tribe is from Sweet Home, Alabama, the Comahue tribe.
Tony in New Zealand, gut feeling intuition reminds me when Jesse says God communicates through your stomach, not the mind, from silent prayer. I think fellowship was always amazing.
Amazing. Meaning that God communicates through the heart, not through the thoughts. And that's for sure. Thank you.
Curly on Cash App, Bond, thank you, guys. Love you guys. He says, free thinker, free thinking, thinking for self. None?
Amazing. Thank you. Appreciate it.
I think he's saying is none of the above, free thinker, free thinking, and thinking for yourself.
Oh, okay.
He's asking, I think.
I don't understand the question.
Okay, never mind.
Make the question clear for me, all right? Either by phone or make it clear on your super chat. I don't know what you're referring to. Thank you.
Welcome, Mr. Dexter and CJ Estrella. Cool.
Amazing. Thank you all.
Those are JLP show members. Robert. During fellowship, Jesse explained how we use our anger and other emotional distractions to avoid going through the hell in order to stay attached to our unconscious self.
Yeah.
It's just amazing. It really made so much become clearer to me. Thanks, Jesse, and thanks, Bond Crew.
Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with Eddie Will. You're going to see your way out of everything because you definitely can't think your way out of your problem. You got to see your way out of them, and it would be amazing. Thank you.
Isaiah, the Uber driver. Good morning. Could you give examples of not trying to overcome your hell? Not trying to overcome your hell?
When you can see and sometimes feel the hell, do nothing about it. Live with it. Walk with it. Sleep with it. Wake up and get up with it. Drive with it. And do nothing about it. Then it will be taken care of for you. Amazing. Thank you.
Bree K. no message.
Thank you, BK.
Peter 80, Weed Worm Slag, That Carnivore Nurse. Welcome, members.
Thank you. Amazing.
Marilyn, great fellowship yesterday. Unc, Jesse, it reminded me how important it is not to identify with anything in life. It's a journey for sure, but it's amazing.
Stay with it. You want to get rid of all identity. No identity at all is a free person, man or woman. Thank you.
And Pungie and Derek, what was it like supporting the machine that killed Michael Jackson and is continuing to profit off his death with this movie?
I don't understand.
Thank you, N.E.
I clearly don't know what you mean, but thank you.
Half-breed, Jesus is...
Half-breed!
Jesus is altogether lovely, true, honest, just, and pure. We can think on all these virtues when we know the Father through the Son with the help of the Holy Spirit.
If you think about it, you will never know him. Thinking about him is not knowing him. Thinking about him is just... thinking about him, and the thoughts cannot know God or Jesus. Amazing, but thank you.
Gregatron, I have no question, comment, or concern. Just want to say, what the?
What the? Amazing.
The UK is set to be majority Muslim by 2050, says Biggie Bullocks. Sad.
It is.
Crying emoji.
It really is sad. And then it's sadder knowing that America is becoming that way too. What a sad way to live. But okay. Thank you.
Nick owns you. What did you see when you saw yourself recently?
I can't say. But it was amazing. I'm like, wow. It was so amazing. I cannot find words to say it. And maybe I'm not supposed to. Amazing. Thank you.
Jeff from Ohio, John 5:19-20. Very truly, I tell you, the Son can do nothing by himself, only what he sees the Father doing. Because whatever the Father does, the Son also does. The Father loves his Son and shows him all he does. He'll show him even greater works than these so that you will be amazed. Happy Father's Day, Jesse and crew.
That's amazing. Thank you.
Derek.
Amazing.
When I reflect on my relationship with my father, says Derek, when I was a young child, I don't remember how he acted or what he looked like. I remember his presence and the way I saw him and loved him. I now know my father was a reflection of my Father in heaven. I saw him as perfect and wanted to be just like him. Now my relationship with God is the exact same relationship I had with my earthly father as a young kid. Amazing.
Amazing. Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it.
And he says, you better know Trump negotiated stipulations with Mark Rutte, NATO Secretary General, to remain in alliance. Starner's resignation being won after his lack of support to the U.S. during the Iran mission.
Amazing. I don't understand. I don't know. But okay. I have no idea, but thank you.
Cornerstone on Cash App. That's Bond JLP on Cash App. The truth shall set you free.
Always. And that's for sure. Thank you.
Very nice. And thank you, guys. I think that may be all for now.
Amazing. Thank you.
Impressive.
Let me go quickly to first time a call out of New York. Max. And Max has been waiting a while. Max, you are on the air.
Hello, Jesse.
Hey, Max.
Jesse, I wanted to ask.
Are you
about
you're not on the speaker or anything, right?
No, I'm not on. I'm not on the speaker.
Okay, go ahead.
So, as many other viewers have pointed out, there seems to have been a breakdown between the cooperation between the United States and Israel and how they coordinated the Iranian peace deal. What would you do? If you were the commander-in-chief, how would you make a peace with the hostile regime in Tehran?
I don't know, because I would have to be in the situation to understand it, the depths of what's really going on instead of hearsay. So I really don't know, Max. It's a good question, but I would have to be involved in it instead of on the outside looking in and assuming how I deal with it. But I would have to be in it, so I really don't know.
Do you believe that the naval blockade that was previously in place and the aerial operations striking major Iranian infrastructure and military sites ultimately proved to be an effective tactic in suppressing or at least trying to destabilize the Iranian regime?
I really don't know because I don't have the inside scoop. If I were in there working with her hand to hand, I wouldn't assume I would know exactly what's going on. Like most people, all people on the outside of the situation have no clue of what's going on. They'll just assume, and then they'll use other people's opinion, what they think, and they pretend that it's their own opinion, and it's not. Thank you, Matt. I appreciate it. I can't really play it anymore. It sounds like an interview, but I got to run. Let me go to Samantha, first-time call out of Pennsylvania. Samantha, you are on the air.
Steve. Amazing.
Amazing.
How are you?
All is well.
Happy Saturday.
Thank you.
I just wanted to share with you a little bit on the topic. So it just came into my mind when you were saying about don't believe your ego and, you know, we believe that we're the self and it's just a bunch of thoughts and it's not like
right.
who we truly are.
Yeah.
And I just wanted to say that as a young child, like probably 14, my family just came in and they're making me nervous when I was in here by myself about to talk to you comfortably.
How old are you?
That's amazing.
How old are you?
I am 39 and I never followed the news. I never followed politics. I never followed current events. I was stuck up my own ass. and the Great White Hope, I called a commercial because I used to watch Biden and just laugh at, you know, his speeches and all that. I would laugh at him. So I was catching a little bit at the end, like near the election. And then when I seen that commercial from Kamala saying that she was paying for inmates, sexing changes, I never voted a day in my life, nothing. And I was actually proud of that. I was so foolish that I was proud of that. And I went and I voted, and it felt so good to vote. And, you know, I think it might have been up to me and my boyfriend voting for the first time because it was like the four swing counties that Trump beat in PA. That's where I was at. But anyway, so the past year I've been immersing myself in news and politics because I have a lot to catch up from the past. And I'm realizing how much I have been influenced and brainwashed by culture and the Democratic Party. And I wasn't even following politics in the news. I didn't know that this was, you know, shaping my values and some saving me from wanting to do any crime. Like, when I think of doing, like, a stupid, petty crime or, you know, something not good that I wouldn't have had a problem with before, I just imagine the Great White Hope. I call him Dad. He's my dad. He's the father I never had, literally. I think of him catching me and being ashamed and not wanting to see me or talk to me.
Amazing.
And it keeps me out of trouble. It's amazing.
That's amazing.
But now I have a little bit of a news addiction. I can't get enough of it, so I got to work on that. But anybody that's still a Democrat, you really gotta keep up to date on actually all the little things that they're into and what they band together on.
Yeah.
And it's not, there's just no normal people except Fetty, John Fetterman. He's pretty good, but other than that, these people are maniacs and they're communists. It took me about a year to even understand the communist thing, but I am definitely not one.
If the people were to really keep up with what the Democratic Party is about, there's no way they would vote for it, rather than just listening to what somebody else say. I got to run, Samantha. Thank you.
Thank you so much. I listen to you all the time. I love you.
I love you, too.
Amazing.
Thank you.
Amazing. Have a good one.
All right, now. Amazing. Let me get KB in real out of Ohio. KB, you are on the air.
Hi, Jesse. How are you?
All is well, KB.
Good. I wanted to talk to you in regards to the situation I'm experiencing here in Ohio.
I called you. The music is playing, so go right to it.
Okay, well, can I just call, get counseling then?
Yes.
I wanted to kind of talk to you in regards to this.
Oh, yeah. Call counseling if you like. 800-411-BOND. Or go to rebuildingtheman.com.
Okay, I'll do that, Jesse. Thank you so much.
All right. Amazing. I am out of time. You saw that I tried to get to everyone to the point that I only did a couple sound bites today. but I just couldn't. Tay and the rest of the caller, Tay out of Asia, and the rest of the caller, I will be back tomorrow. The Lord is willing and the creek don't rise. If you do want counseling, go to rebuildingdemand.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BARN. All right? And stay with it, folks. Forgive. Your only problem, if you have any, is that you won't forgive. You forgive so you can drop the anger and the resentment and to love your enemy. Love your neighbor. Love God with all your heart, soul, and mind. It's all that is required. And you can't love yourself. He will love through you. And everything will change. And this I promise if you do it. All right. RebuildingTheMan.com/silent prayer. RebuildingTheMan.com/silent prayer. Do the silent prayer and stay with it. The Hake Report is coming up now. From now until 11 Pacific time. And then the American Anchor Baby at 11 a.m. until 1 p.m. Don't forget to donate. We need your support, all right? RebuildingTheMan.com or Jesse Lee Peters, JLPTalk.show, I think. JLPTalk.com. Thank you and goodbye. Put your hand up and hut. Cause if you don't, then we lose. And then we gotta hear the fake news. Whoa.
The views, information, thoughts, and opinions expressed during this show are the individual's own and do not represent the views, thoughts, and opinions of the JLP Network or Bond. Their appearance on the program does not imply an endorsement of them or any entity they represent. The material and information presented here is for general information purposes only. The JLP Network and Bond name and all forms and abbreviations are the property of its owner, and its use does not imply endorsement of or opposition to any specific organization, product, or service.
So, here's what I recommend. I invite you to download my silent prayer. And I want you to start doing it. You just download it, get the points of how to do it. And then after a while, you just do it on your own. It's going to point you in the right direction that your life will be returned to you from God. He will give you your life back. Because anyone and all people who has anger, they're not themselves. You are the person that you are angry at. That's why it's so important to get to know yourself so that you can see who you're angry at. And if you're doing the hooping and hollering prayers and things like that, some people get up, oh, praise the Lord, hoop and holler, bless my mama, bless my daddy. Continue to do it. Do both. You will see if you want to stay with the hooping and hollering or do you want to be still and know God. So my gift to you, no charge, at RebuildingTheMan.com/church.